practice with Purim, Amalek. Let me tell you where it's from. There's a sefer called Milas HaTorah from the Gaon's brother, which is basically a collection of different Mamar Chazal about the Cheshivas of Torah, and with a little bit of a you know, addition, not much. That's the sefer. To that sefer, there is a Ha'aris on the bottom by somebody named Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, who is he's called the Pesh Lishi Legra. He's called the third generation of the Goyim's Torah. So you have the Goyim himself, and then you have a Talmud, you have Nachman Mendel Shklov, and then you have his Talmud, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, who Nachman Mendel Shklov's Torah is extremely difficult. Very Kabbalistic, really, really difficult to understand unless you really know the Seder Inyanim. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava was a much more user-friendly sefer, and he wrote a very famous sefer called Pischoilo, which is a hakdamah to Kabbalah for many people. Going Shita, a lot more. He's trying to explain himself, actually. So he wrote Ha'aris on this. It's not Al Pi Derech Kabbalah, but he uses a lot of terminology, and he brings in Yonim. There's a guy's a cover for most people is the Pesach for the is really the Pesach for the Goyim's Torah, and it's very chashuv. So this piece here is on the second page on Ayin Beis. I photocopied the other page because the top of it starts. This two Ha'aris he speaks about Amalek, Lamed Dalet and Lamed Hey. We'll see how far we can get, but it's akdoma to be masbid the name of Amalek and Klal Yisrael and so on. On the top of the Malas HaTorah, he basically speaks about Ayidayim the Esav, Koko Yaakov Ayidayim the Esav, and he speaks about whatever it is. The Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava in the HaTorah goes off to explain the Etzem Inyan, and it's really not terribly kosher to the top. So Lamed Dalet, it's on page Ayin Beis. The Inyan, Shenizbarech Yaakov Bekoil Ve'esa Biyadayim, Kamesh Kasaf, Damke Makam Ha'aris. So he says, I want to be Mazbe a little bit, this the Brosa Kol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Ve'esa. The first thing is, Bechlal, this is an akuda, whenever you get to it, Nagarata, or even Alocha, when somebody says two things that he's contrasting, you'd expect that to be a central nekuda around which it contrasts. If I say I gave Reuven a white shirt and Shimon a blue shirt, so we're talking about shirts, and I fit each one the color that fits him. So I have a common denominator shirt. And I say for him I fit a white shirt, for him a blue shirt. But if I say I gave Reuven a white shirt and Shimon I bought a pair of shoes, I'd be contrasting shirt and shoes, but not a white shirt. There has to be some shaykhes. So you see, we're talking about Yaakov and Esau. So you're talking about a chluka of the world of ruchnis, perhaps, or whatever. So you say Yadayim and Koil. I mean, and what about somebody got the feet maybe, and somebody got the eyes? I mean, is there some reason why Yadayim and Peh are the contrast? In other words, I split up the Yerusha, I gave him the dime, I gave him the peh. So that somehow there's a common denominator that these are the two halves. What's that? The Bria itself came about through two things, Dibur and Maisa. Vakol Ayrechov Beis Oisis Emancipach. There are 22 oisius. Mansepach is the double oisius. So together you have 27 oisius. And im aleph hamashon le'elef, because when you have the numbers, so you go to 400 with taf, and then kimenap, it's mansepach, is considered to be mashon 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. And you have the elef, which is the hashloma in numbers. Shuchav ches oisi shopazik gracious bara. So those are the letters. The dibur was through chav beis oisis with mansapah. V'chein biyadayim koishinema ki eres shemecha maisetz v'secha v'chulu. So let's first understand. So he says it's connected that Bria Sa'olam was b'dibur and b'maisa, b'peh and b'maisa. Let's explain what those two things are, what it means. When a person has a machshava, so a person is going to realize his machshava in two ways. He's going to what you do with a machshava is one of two things. You either speak it out, or you do it. You find the contract. Tzadikim ayimim ha'beisim haber, rishayim ayimim ha'beisim me'at. It's either speech or action. Those are the two directions that machshava takes. Let's explain the distinction between the two and the maila and chisar of each. Let's say somebody is upset at somebody else. Somebody's angry at somebody. So one thing I can do is I can say, I can articulate it and say, I'm very upset at this person because this is such a terrible thing to me, and how can he do it? Or I can take a chair to him, I guess. That's a second way of expressing it. The milus and chastrainus of each obviously depends on what's the next step. But the milus and chastrainus of each are as follows. When I do a maisa, I bring it into this world, I make it as physical a reality as possible. That's what I accomplish when I actually bring it into the world of maisa. When I bring it only into dibur, it's less. I haven't reached such a lower layer of physicality. I haven't penetrated a physical world, but I've given over more of my machshava into the world. In other words, when I take a chance, throw it at somebody, that in itself doesn't tell me all that much. I'm angry at him, but maybe I'm just kidding. Maybe just kind of a way we play. And maybe I angered him, but why am I angry? And what did he do? And all of that is not really brought out. So when I want to bring a machshava into the world of maisa, I can do it. Maisa gives me the greatest, the most physical and concrete expression of my machshava, and dibur. It gives me the most detailed realization of my machshava. So each one has a maila and a chisar. And that's why the two kalim that a person has for bringing out machshava, one is yadayim and one is peh. Those are the two inyanim that are realized through it. Now, Briyas Ha'olam was a realization or an actualization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava. In Kaviyachol Breishis Bara B'chuchmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a Das Elyon, there is a Chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga that we call with names of Chachma and so on, meaning these are never Mizgala within itself, it's always Mizgala through something. And there are two avenues. So Briyas Ha'olam first and foremost is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala something. That's what Briyas Ha'olam is. Now, you have the asiyah in Briyas Ha'olam, and you have the dibur. So that means there are two properties that most entities in this world have. They are as physical as possible, obviously. That's the olam ha'maisa. Everything in this world is real in a physical sense. So anything that's created is the mitzias of the world. There's another chelik in the world, and that's like Hashemayim Misafrim Kvoid Kael, that everything in the Bria also says something. Everything in the Bria, Pirkei Shira is the perik of what the Bria says. The Maral says in many places, in the Pharisees, Saral says it, and in many places, Baragola, he says, whenever it says, Lamashal, Alosha Chazal, they went to Shemayim, Shemayim said, on this Chazal, the first Israel says on this Chazal, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up and he said, you know, the Malachim said, he said, you know, Kolum Yesh this, Kolum Yesh that, and HaKadosh Baruch said this. He said, it doesn't mean they actually went through the dialogue. It means that this is what the Bri of Malach says, Tnohet Hal Shemayim. That's what he's, that's expressed by Malachim. The Bri of Adam expresses Kolum Yesh, you know, sorry, Kolum Yesh Mitzrayim, Kolum this, Kolum that. And in other words, everything in the Bria says something. Sometimes we're deaf, we don't hear what the Bria says. But if somebody has a sense of it, Hashemayim Mesavim Kael, you know, Yom Yom Chavedoas, and so on. Lain Lain Chavedoas, and so on. The Bria, Sarkadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria Maisa, and that's called, you know, that's Asiya. Ke Eresh Shemecha Maaseh Es Beisecha. They're physical, they're concrete, and everything was made with Dibur, which means we should be able to hear Yehi Ur when we see the Ur and touch the Art Station, all that.
But wasn't the Bria Soilam only Al Yidei Amira?
But the Pasuk says, Eresh Shemecha Maaseh Es Beisecha, we'll see by Adam, we'll see both in a second. By Adam it says clearly. V'akavana b'zeh, shebechol nivra, yesh by guf v'nefesh. V'aguf nivra b'maisa, k'mo yishekosu v'yasa l'kim, shebezeh nivra kol agufim chalakelon shalahem, u'bedibur piv yisbarach nasmem neshama v'chiyus shirlif opolasam. V'azenem esar ma'amaris nivra, and so on. Let's talk about this a minute. So everything in the world has in itself a guf and a neshama. I want to explain what we mean over here in this nekuda. Whenever I'm talking about a guf and a neshama, so he says over here, he'll say right away that the koyach of chiyus lies, maybe we'll see, read a few more lines, and we'll he says, "Vaguf nivra b'maisa." Over there, it says, "Mefurish vayasal ikim esadam afan adama." Shabazeh nivru kol aguf v'chol akeim shlehem. Ubedibu pivius barach ba nasamem neshama v'chius shiuch lifol polasam v'azenem v'asorim amaris nivra. V'lachein lo nitn koyach adibu rak l'adam. That's why koyach adibu is only for Adam. Shu nivra b'tzelam alikim. K'vashem v'asim dvarah b'ficha l'toya shmaim v'lisa aretz. V'hainu, shehu yisbarach hetzel boi mikoyach dibo shel mailo, shadei diburo yigroim shefa chayim neshama chal nivroim, v'hu boi zgibet toyer shudvar yisbarach boi b'harlo. So he says, the koyach dibo was given to Adam, so that becomes the marker of chiyus for the Bria, and only Adam has it, because only Adam has that koyach. I want to understand this nekuda about chiyus a little bit more deeply, because I think it goes to the heart of what he's trying to say. What's the difference in the big picture? What's the difference between things that are alive and things that are not? I mean, obviously there's differences. One moves and one doesn't. Tnua is what's always described as the difference between a chai and not a chai. I want to understand it mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which is not a chai means the thing is final as it is. A rock, that's what it is. It's meant to be a rock. Somebody will use it, somebody will sit in it, somebody will build with it. But mitzad the rak, its shleimus of mitzias is as it is. Finished. It's not going anywhere. It's not doing anything. So obviously this is it. Something that's living, the Maral says in many places, that anything that's in motion, by definition, means it hasn't reached its point of stability yet. It hasn't gotten to its destination. I mean, you don't keep walking if you've reached a destination. When the GPS announces destination on your left or right, at that time that's when it stops being a GPS and it just becomes just a map, whatever it is. A person Chiyus means that the thing itself is in motion. Everything that's a chai says that it has a tachlis somewhere else, somewhere along the line, somewhere further down. That's what a chai says. So those in Yanim, so the difference between chai and daimim is daimim doesn't speak of tachlis, it speaks of a metzias. A daimim is the result of something. What caused this rock to be here? It fell here. Finished. With that, that's over. What's the tachlis of this rock? In mitzvah of rock, there's no tachlis. A bal chai, it's looking for food. It's mating. It's running. It's hiding. It's whatever it is. There's always the koyach hachiyus is driven by some sort of tachlis. So when we look at the bria, and we take apart guf and neshama, in a guf we see olam ha-maisa, we see something that's done. The word vayas, Rashi says, is it was mitukin kifi, like its final form. It's done. It's finished. It's a mitzad de neshama shabai. It's going someplace. The guf has no tachlis in it. The neshama's mitzias is always where it's driving a person to, where it's headed for. And that certainly we're talking about high and very low level, or Adam, that the tachlis is the depths of where the neshama pnim is driving it. So in the bria, the koyach hachiyus of the bria be'etzim lies in Adam, because nothing else has a tachlis. So the balachayim, the tachlis they have is very limited. Yes, the dog has to get food. But say that, that's a tachlis in a very, very limited sense. It's a mini version of it. The real sense of tachlis lies when something has a safe pasuk in it, and that's Adam. So the bria wouldn't be a chai if Adam wouldn't be there. Let's explain it in a second. Even living things, you can have, like, I guess scientifically, you can have like an ecosystem that's in equilibrium. There's an amount of fish that'll eat the grass. There are cats that'll catch the fish. They'll eat the fish, and it can remain a static. It means it keeps going around, but it's a circle. It's not going anyplace. Adam is the sheirish of chiyus nebriya because Adam has that koyach to do that. So he says, so only Adam has it. So dibur tells me always tachlis, and let's explain. Let's put in this nekuda because that's sort of the final nekuda for this point. If when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, whatever is physical and inanimate is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isi yadav. I don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. In other words, in things that are as they are, there's no understanding of mechuvin. Wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks, when you speak, you don't speak. When I'm speaking with somebody, I say, "This is a table." I mean, I guess that's sort of that's what you speak when you have nothing else to talk about. Doesn't that just sort of to while away the boredom if your phone is on the blink and you really have nothing else to talk about? So you say, "This is a table." That's no tachlis did. If I say, "I'd like you to bring a table," "I'd like to take a table away," "I'd like a different table," whatever it is. So speech is always when there's a mechuv in it, when there's tachlis in it. That's what Koach HaDibur is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Tzivuyim in the Bria, it became now, in Maimon Har Sinai, the Dvar Hashem is the Tachlis in the Bria. So when I say something, if you ever take a look at a newspaper sometimes, it's those things they used to have in the old days when they had no other way to get news and you weren't hooked on to the phone or whatever, there were newspapers. Sometimes there'd be a picture without a caption. And it was always very annoying. You know, you see a picture, so, you know, what is it they want me to look at? And it's annoying, like, you're trying to figure out, what is he trying to say? And when he tells you on the bottom of the caption, there's not more information on the picture, but you understand what the mechuvin is. It's yes, I'm trying to show you Pliny, Almighty, whatever it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person in the world as the medaber, he has the koyach hadibur, and v'hainu shehu yisbarach hetzel b'mikoyach dibur shamaylo, shei diburo yigrom shefach chayim neshamach alim v'roim. V'hu be'oiske b'toyer shudvaris b'ashabar v'ayla. U'lehefech ha'sishalom. Kishepoigim b'diburoi, goyrim bitlu misach ha'sishalom l'kulam. V'hu ma'ashem ha'kosev ha'chaim v'amoviz yara loshen. V'lachayin ksiv v'ipak b'apak nishvaz chayim v'yodam shchayim. So this is actually a real musa Haskell in terms of koch hadibur on lashon hara and lashon tov. What do I do when I say something about a person? Do I change the reality? If I say Reuven is a bad person, Reuven is a good person, or Reuven is a bad person, I said he's a bad person. What did I do? Well, what did I do with that dibur? I didn't change the mitzias. The answer is, but I changed what the person can accomplish. If a person is bad, but I don't say it about him, and I don't give him that name, and I don't call him that, and I don't inform people, so the person will do good, the person this. But if I label him, so it basically, what my dibur does is, forget about this guy. He's a bad person. He's not a good person. You know, and so on. My mom was, I always tell people, you know, when it comes to shidduchim, you're supposed to be honest. But the term you use, if I say about somebody that he's cautious before he does something, so that describes a certain midah. It fits some people, it doesn't fit other people, and it's appropriate to say. But when a person says he's scared of his own shadow, so basically I said this person is good for nothing. In other words, I could be acting the same tchunas hanefesh, but the question is, what I'm doing in dibur, what I'm chuyev to do is describe the mitzias. But when I'm koyvea something with my dibur, then I just chayim mavus piyara lashon, and vice versa. When I say, you know, if I say somebody has difficulties learning, and I say he's an idiot or he's stupid, so I would say some goyel. When I say he's going to need to learn by visual aids, by repeating, by Christ, whatever you want to say, then it's a whole different world. The Ikar Koyach HaDibur, like it says here, is being Koyvea, the Metzias of something, is the person Bar Chaim, which means we're going someplace, or not. Then he says over here, Shakavana Sha'odom Atzmoy. Bushan Kaz Chaim was Lashon Ksivi Yifak Ba'af of Nishmas Chaim, Odom Nefesh Chaya. It's the same word for Chaim. Lashon says, Upirashi Mokamacha Shakavana Sha'odom Atzmoy Banishoma Nitin Boilamala Nasa Nefesh Chaya Lachon Evroim Shakum Chaim on Yodai. Okay, take Muluruch Memalo. So the Odom, with his Koyach HaDibur, is the Neshama of the Bria. He's the one, the Koyach HaDibur puts the Bria into action. Take a look at something very interesting. The halacha is when a person brings a carbon, so take it into Beis HaMikdash, be makrev it. The halacha is you have to be makrev it b'peh first. Everybody's made that's the best thing to do is be makrev it. The machlokes is only if Tov HaShatidur, if we're afraid he's going to mess up or not. But somewhere along the line, you can't just march a behemoth into the Beis HaMikdash and shecht it. You have to be magdish it bepeh, because bepeh gives it its tachlis. It gives it its destination as kodesh. A chulin doesn't belong in kodesh, but when you say this is going to be kodesh, it doesn't. I don't want to go off on tangent with Ramban when he speaks about in the Dorim in Matis, Parshas Matis, he speaks about the Dorim and Shavuos about the koyach hadibur is an imitation kemal b'riyas olam. That's what it means. It should be probably Dalit Bechinis Ben Evroim. Let's skip down a little bit because we're not going to run out of time soon. Last three words. So we are talking over here about two separate mitzvahs. So now let's go back to our first question that we asked about what does Kol and Dibur have in common? Like you're saying you're splitting up Yerusha, what is Kol? The answer is Kol and Yadayim. The answer is the Bria is the Pol Yotze of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two expressions that HaKadosh put into this world, Maisa and Dibur. V'ramas b'zeh, shabriya shayeches lebchinas koil v'dibur, Zenitl Yaakov, Shua Neshama Shebekula. Aval Bchinas Yedai Nitl Esav, She'en Lachizrak Begupel Vav, Olekach Mitzar Atzma En Lechayim. So, the Yerusha goes like this. Dibur, the Mitzias is Esav's, but there's a difference, and the Tachlis is Yaakov, which means that unless Yaakov gives it its chiyus, mitzar Esav it's dead. Esav's chelik in the bria is the guf. A guf has so almost everything that's chulin in the bria. Let's go back to our muscle of the behema of Hagdish. Anything that's chulin in the bria is a physical mitzias. It doesn't have a tachlis. And it gets its tachlis only through koyach hapeh. So when I take a behema that's chulin, it's a behema. When I say shlomim or oila, it gets its tachlis and goes to it. So the shutfis of Yaakov and Esav is a shutfis of guf and neshama. And therefore, ideally it would work in tandem. V'lachein misar atzmein l'chayim, rak. The Bria doesn't remain a purposeless for any length of time. So if my koil is not heard that the tachlis of the bria is for a person to be misale, then Esav's koil comes along and says the tachlis of the bria is to enjoy it as it is. Nothing remains with the vacuum. So either it's our dibur, and the dibur of Hashem is that the tachlis of the Eitz Hadas is to be able to be mekadesh yourself and not to eat from it. And the nachash comes along and says the tachlis is to eat from it. And let me add one knay to this. The tachlis of the nachash, because it's Esav's mahalach, he sees the tachlis in what it is. So I'll give you a mashal. Let's say, when a kid gets a toy, so if he's not old enough to understand how to assemble it and how to use it, the tachlis is in the box the way it is. He deheres the basher husham of it. He doesn't deher tachlis. That's a hamak of machshava. So you take a piece of meat and put it in front of somebody. So the ace of mahalach, the guf mahalach says this is its tachlis. Here's a big piece of meat. Eat it. Here's a behemoth. What should I do with the behemoth? Eat it. Use it. In other words, the dibur of Esav is not, the nachash didn't learn a new language, an alternative language. He speaks out himself. There's peiris over here. Look at Esav. What's the tachlis? To eat. In other words, the dibur becomes do this. I was come back on a flight from Israel a few years ago. One of those impossibly crowded flights, you know, 200 seats for 300 people type of flight. So my wife was sitting here, I was sitting here, and next to me was a very big gentleman from New York somewhere. Not of the Israel. And he took up two-thirds of three seats, and it was not a compromise. So my coping mechanism was, I took a look at my clock, my watch, and I said, it's 12 o'clock at night. Kichatsois, in 12 hours from now, we'll be landing and we'll be pata. Kaparas avenas. So my coping mechanism was to project, in 12 hours from now, it'll be over and finished. The gentleman next to me was very upset. And he calls over the students and he gives her a credit card. And he says, find me a seat in this plane. And even if it's first class, swipe the card. It's good for whatever you'll swipe it for. I didn't know exactly what he did for a living, but whatever it was, he could put $6,000 on his card, I guess. So okay. So the stewards went to look here and there and everything. I was also misspelled to get a seat there, so at least I would get a shtickle revach there. But I put also the other. But I think they were throwing out the pilot to put him in there. There's no other room there. But he turns to me and he says, you know, it's expensive. He says, but you only live once. And if you don't enjoy it, you know, what's the point of it? And I was thinking, we both had the same set of facts. We were both dealing with the same set of facts. It was just very, very different ways of looking at it. I was saying, there's tomorrow, and tomorrow it'll be over and finished with. And he was saying, there is no tomorrow. So I need to understand, what's the tachlis now? For the money I have in my bank now, what's the tachlis now? To use it, to be none. So the diburim of Esav come from the world of Maisa. They come from, if there's a piece of meat here, eat. That's what is the meat saying? The meat is saying, eat me. What's the parents, what's the priest saying on the Eitz Hadas? Eat me. That's what the priest is saying. So it's something that's locked into it, and he begins to talk. And the diburim of the Bria become a tremendous kilkel. Because everything speaks mitzad the guf shaboy. So if now it looks good, smells good, tastes good, go for it. His mouth is a physical. It's a goof mouth. Let's just get to the bottom, and we'll see just his point that he says. He speaks about Let's about two thirds down. V'zeh inyan priestess kapayim b'shas atfilo k'moish v'briyas k'verim b'chinas yadayim b'chof chas oisiyas. She yudal oisim in esham b'chol yad b'yudal p'irkei etzvoyis she b'chinas guf v'keilim. There's an inyan of nesiyas kapayim in tfilo. It says that in the Zohar Kaddish, you have a lot of times the lashon v'aramis yodis b'tzlusa. I lift my hands up in tfilo, v'yisas kapov. You find it all over in Tanakh. We don't do it because the Goyim do it, but tachlis, lifting up hands, but tefillah is a form of tefillah. What kind of tzurah tefillah is it? The answer is you are taking the hands, which are the kli ha'maaseh, and lifting them up and bringing them into the world of dibur. The hefech of what Esav does is you lift up your hands and bring up. And therefore he says, and he says a remez because there are 14 Pirkei Etzbois, and twice is 28, it's the same 28 that he had, that he started out with, in the Chof Beis Oisius, with Matzah Pach Poster, Poster Elof, that's Mashem Telof. So in a certain sense, you're taking the hands of it. And then he says, V'lochein, kishe'osu Moshe ben Hashalom l'chama ba'molek, k'si ba'yihi yodav emuna, v'hoya kashayor Moshe yodai. In other words, in the Melchamas HaMolek, it needed to be a darga, and the whole matzav was his hands able to stay up in tefillah. In other words, we had to go the opposite of HaMolek, and we had to be machlil, our world of asiyah and maisa, into the world of dibur. That was the mitzias of that was the Muhammad HaMolek. So I'll upon him, just to sum up. Basically what he's saying is that there's, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with potential, and it realized itself in two ways. One is the Koyach of Dibo, one is the Koyach of Yadayim. The punim, the front of a person, is where the koyach adibur is. The spine, the koyach asiyah, is the back of the person. There's a punim and an ocher, and those are two ways of expressing the chachmasa yisparach, the tzayin yisparach, and so on. They both are meant to work in tandem. A person who doesn't express it in other mamaisa, hasn't fulfilled it yet. It has to come down to the most physical mitzvahs of by and large maisa. The Olam Adibur is higher. It expresses more carefully what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and we explained the contrast between what is and what ought to be. The Koyach Adibur expresses tachlis and thereby gives chiyus to the Bria, because chiyus means that something lives not because of what is but what will be. That's infused chiyus. The Koyach Adibur is the shorshah. Esav and Yaakov split this Yerusha. Were they to work in tandem, Yaakov would give the Diburim and Esav would give the Maisa. If Yaakov neglects what he's supposed to do, then Esav talks, because the Bria does remain silent. What happens is the Dibur of Esav becomes aseptic. It speaks to the inanimate of the Bria, which is the guf of it. It speaks to the hoiv of the Bria. Everything's tachlis is what it is. Aristotle writes about the tachlis of everything. He says, well, it's very simple. Look what a horse is. That's its tachlis. Horses run nicely and do its nap, so its tachlis is it. There's no, don't look for a tachlis beyond that. The modern kfira, half of the kfira of modern evolution is that things didn't come by because of Borei Olam. But the oisfir is, and therefore there's no tachlis. I mean, you can't, something came by accident doesn't have a tachlis. So when you're denying the Bria Olam, you're denying tachlis Olam. And in some ways, it's a lot more significant in what we do and what we don't do. So when Yaakov is chayter, it Esa becomes the absorbs that it he begins to talk, and that's the worst kilkel in the Bria. In the Melchemes Amalek, when we were trying to push back and overcome Esav, the Tzura of Tefillah was the Yar Moshe Yodai V'Yodai V'Muna. It means to be able, the opposite direction, to take the world of Mais and Asiya and to bring it into, incorporate it in the world of Dibu. Okay, we'll hold it here. I have the Simcha. Okay. No.